The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello friends, I'm your host Chris Thrall. I'm a former Royal Marines Commando. I've adventured, for better and sometimes worse, across 80 countries on all 7 continents. Welcome to the Bought the T-Shirt podcast. Hello friends, I hope this finds you sensational. I'm Chris Thrall. I'm a former Royal Marine turned author, global adventurer, extreme endurance athlete, bit of life coaching, mind coaching thrown in, YouTuber, podcaster, and possibly another couple of strings to my bow. But anyway, that's not massively important, is it? Or perhaps it is, I don't know, because we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about what is the nature of being, how are we supposed to be in life, what is a good way to be, what is possibly not a good way. First off, with respect to the thumbnail and the title of this YouTube video, friends, I think we all need to understand the nature of these, some of the platforms that guys like me and girls like me, we broadcast on. They take a bit of like working to get people to actually watch your videos, don't they? So what I mean by that is, I mean in absolutely no way to be offensive. If I use the term sheep, it's just to draw people's attention to watching this video, because I think it's important. I think us as a channel, we've grown sensationally in terms of human beings, get a lot of great feedback from you good folks to say these kind of chats help. And so, yeah, that's the thumbnail. Take it with a pinch of salt. What I essentially want to talk about is, oh my gosh, isn't society absolutely mind-boggling? Life is so beautiful. The planet is beautiful. The universe is just an incredible thing. I say thing because none of us really knows what it is. CMC, thank you for your kind donation. Massive love to you and your family. And yes, definitely learn to swim. And what's the issue in this universe? Well, the issue seems to be human beings, doesn't it? Not as far as the universe is concerned. It's going to be here in a millennia's time. We'll probably all be gone. Possibly humanity will be gone, whatever. But the fact of the matter is in this set of carbon molecules, which you guys come to refer to as Chris, and you've got a set of carbon molecules, and I call you John or Sarah or whatever, we have a short period on this life in this form. And I think the corporate trillionaires, many of which practice the levels of knowledge that are not available to the common person, it's referred to as esoteric knowledge, kind of the secret understanding of life. And they seem to play a game, don't they? Well, in fact, they do play a game. They play big power games. And off the back of it, what seems to be happening is they seem to be players in this world that are content on trying to control an awful lot, if not everything. And what's happening there is they are constructing a world that is denying you, well, hopefully not you, because hopefully you're an enlightened person, but they are trying to deny people the ability to transit from ego, which you'll hear me refer to as left brain thinking, the sort of thinking a child, a toddler has, because it's a survival. So greedy, give me that, I want that, you can't say that, da 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 da. Does that remind you of certain behaviors that you see now in modern life. Do you get me? This it's called left brain ego living. It's that angry, greedy, always life's better over there, da, 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 instead of finding peace of heart, contentedness, being at one with this incredible thing, the universe, right? They're very good at keeping you in that brain because they don't want your right side of your brain to develop. They don't want you to be happy, achieving, kind, empathic, completely happy, whether you've got £1 million roof over your head or $1 million roof over your head, or you've got an umbrella, right? Which is the way life should be, because it's not about material goods can't make you happy. They don't want you to know all this stuff. They want you to be angry, greedy, upset, little consumers that are going to try and buy your way to happiness, right? And off the back of that, they've been quite good at it. And now no longer is England a nation of proud people, proud warriors. It's become this watered down soup full of or vastly populated by people that have just lost the ability to think. All they can do is follow. They still watch the television and think that that's all that the narrative that they're seeing, they believe it's true. They haven't yet asked enough questions like many of us have to realize that, oh, let's slow down here. This media that we see in our front room, our living rooms, and on our, don't even know where my phone is, but, you know, on the phone, actually controlled by two companies in the world. Those two companies have the majority controlling share in every single company floated on the stock exchange. One of them's called BlackRock, if you want to learn more. There's a great video online called Monopoly, Follow the Money. Invest 40 minutes of your life, maybe it's an hour, into that video just to understand what's going on if you haven't seen it. But this is the situation we're in. And because people haven't realized this yet, because people are still in that ego, that left brain that the education system is very good at denying you, because the education system tells you it's about getting a degree. Get a degree, you're made. Get a master's degree. Whoa, you are genius. Of course, it's not true, is it? Some of the most stupid people you'll meet on this planet have master's degrees. All they know how to do is take in knowledge, remember it, and repeat, repeat, repeat. They're the ones that will be telling you that we landed on the moon, because they only know how to listen and repeat. Listen, remember, repeat, repeat, repeat. They don't have the cognitive ability to break down events into and apply rationale to those events to then see the logic of those events. So at the moment, if you look out the window in society, we're going through an awful lot, aren't we? And some of us, we know what all of this is about. Many people are still blindly following. And here's the thing. This is not a video to criticize these individuals. Maybe you're watching now, maybe you're one, and hopefully you're going, Chris, I hold my hand up, mate. I've been doing what I've been told to do. Maybe some of you kind of know this, but you're a bit scared. So the point today is to say, friends, we get one life. It is too short a time on this beautiful planet not to be a warrior legend, to go to bed at night and look yourself in that mirror and go, fucking good effort, mate. Good effort, right? And you're not going to get there if you're still addicted to your mainstream media, watching your soap operas, you know, playing 12 hours a day on an Xbox instead of reading books. This is a legendary book. Definitely want to read that one. Who wrote it? Some geezer called Chris. Yes. So I'm just going to pause there before I go any further. While we wait to catch up with people on stream, I'm going to show you a short video. Some of you might have seen it. No apologies, please, but thank you for bearing with us again. This is how to be a legend at 51 years old. Get out there, fuel your body with what is right, put into your mind what is right, think as an independent thinker, and walk out in society with your little boy looking up to you going, my daddy's a legend, right? He ain't afraid of no one, and nobody tells him to be a sheep and a follower, or what he wears on his body or not, in the name of, you know, in the name of what corporate trillionaire psychopaths have told him. Now, my daddy stands up to this nonsense. Sorry, just to rewind. Yes, it's great to see so many people in the chat. It's wonderful so many people are that invested in their lives that they care about themselves and their children and their friends and wider family. Some of you will be watching now and go, Chris, I kind of get something's not right. And you guys seem to know something that we, and I applaud you for, rather than going, yeah, bloody tinfoil hats, isn't it? Which is what left brain people have been programmed to say. I applaud you for believing in yourself enough and watching and joining us tonight, right? What I was saying about the video, apologies if you've seen it before, but it's not to big myself up, because what you saw in that video, every single person on this planet is capable of, and a lot more. And you might not want to do that stuff. Have to be honest, feels a bit alien to me doing military stuff when it was so long ago that I served. It kind of does and it doesn't, but the opportunity arose to recreate the Royal Marines Commando's legendary 9-miler, and I wanted to be the guy to lead it, because I knew I could motivate the other guys. I could get around them. I could reassure them that they could do this. I could get them training. I could get £10,000 raised for charity, which we almost fairly easily done. And why? Because it's what I say, isn't it? You get one life. That's it, one. You don't want to be lying, you know, on your lying ill at 80 years old or whatever, or 70, and look back and go, oh God, I've really screwed this up, haven't I? I went with the, you know, the sheep brigade because I didn't bother thinking a day in my life. And I thought, you know, I laughed at people that did. And look what it's, you know, look where it's got me. And I've met people like that. And it's not a pretty sight. So this is a Q&A. So if you want to put questions in the chat, please do. In fact, give me some questions. And by way of this chat tonight, I will answer them, and we'll make some progress there. Or we'll progress that way. So please, if you could start asking some questions, but ask me anything. Ask me how I would approach this. You can ask me about the substance stuff. You can ask me military, whatever. But this is where I want our young people watching to list, to get something they can take away. Because when I see you, how can I say this, prancing around in a supermarket, you know, throwing yourself in a freezer compartment because a legend walks by, and there's certain things legends just don't do. One is we don't watch or believe anything on mainstream media, right? When I see you go, ah! And throw yourself in the frozen peas, it's really not impressive. It's so sad. It's so sad that you're starting off your life believing the narrative of corporate trillionaires over the narrative of truth, love, justice, empathy, and the warrior spirit. And when I say warrior, friends, I'm not talking about scrapping or chopping people up with a big sword. I'm talking about being a warrior. I mean, standing up and doing the right thing, doing the right thing for the children, doing the right thing for you, ultimately doing the right thing for the universe and putting out a good vibe. And by that way, showing other people it's okay to stand on your own. It's okay to have a pair of balls. That's cool. It's okay to be a man. Do you know that that's okay? It's fine. You can be a bit macho if you want. It's irrelevant. So yes. So first question's just come in. It's from Andy. Hello, brother. Andrew's supported the channel right from day one. He's also always been in these chats and these Q&As. What's my favourite, running, swimming or cycling? OK, let's break this down a bit more into stuff we can understand. So I was always an awful runner in the military, one of the guys at the back. But what I've noticed is when you get out, you get air in your lungs, you jog along at a pace that suits you, not trying to run for the bus, that, I'm never doing that again. That's not running. That is hurting yourself. Running is you jog along, you listen to some awesome tunes, if that's your thing. You breathe air into these fragile lungs of yours and it oxygenates the brain and it feels brilliant and it sets you up for the day. So I jog every morning, then have my cold shower, a hot shower, cold shower, because it makes my day brilliant. It makes every day brilliant. I live in paradise. I don't not want to live in, but you see what I'm saying? That's why I do these simple little things. So that's the running, Andy. God, your question is just, oh, there it is. That's why I run. So I love running. I love jogging. The swimming, I taught myself. Obviously, in the Marines, you do have to do a basic swimming test, and it's hard. Fall off the or dive off the top diving board with all your fighting order on. Surface, you've got to hand that fighting order to someone while treading water. You've got to then take your rifle or vice versa and hand it to someone while treading water. Then you've got to swim down the pool and back up, or you do that with the kit. Then you've got to... Anyway, even though I did that in training, I passed it, obviously, I struggled swimming all my life. So can you imagine what it meant to me at 45 years old to go to the swimming pool and go, do you know what? Today's the day I learned to swim. To start doing front crawl, the first I could do was one length and I was exhausted. I held on the side. Like, right, but what do legends do? They don't give up. They focus on the future. They begin with the end in mind. What was my end? Triathlon. What did I end up doing? Quadruple Ironman, right? Within 3 years of not being able to swim. How did I feel about that? It's nice, Chris. Well done, mate. One life. You get one life. You've now done a quadruple Ironman. You couldn't even swim 3 years ago. Good effort, mate. So that's the swimming side of things, Andy. The cycling is a whole new thing for me. I'm not a strong cycler because I don't know. I think you've got to have bigger legs to be a good cyclist. I'm not sure. But I've got a really nice bike in the garage. And again, it's just nice to get out and smash it on a bike. Go up some big hills and think, bloody hell, I didn't have to get off and push. And when you do triathlon, and you're running, swimming, and then cycling. And you can do baby triathlons, folks, if you've not done it. You've got to put in for it. Buy the ticket, okay? Legends don't say no. Oh, that's not... Oh, no. What legends do is go, do you know what? I believe in myself enough. This is something I want to try. So what I'm going to do is buy the ticket. I'm going to enter this triathlon. I can go at the low level. That's fine. It's not a competition. Well, I mean, it is, but... You know, the only competition is with you, and I'm going to train up for it. That's it. You're invested. You're committed. Do you go to the pool? It makes you want to go to the pool because you get better each time. You get on the bike. You don't have to go out every single day, three times, none of that stuff. Just train three, maybe five times a week max. The bike, usually you go out longer than the run. You can do 10 minutes a day. The swim, you can do... I normally do 10 lengths of 250 metres. It takes me about 8 minutes. And then I do, obviously, I did a wee bit more for the triathlons, but not for the big, for the Ironman, but not a lot more. And you get in and you smash it, and that's it. And then you feel better about yourself. You're putting out a better vibe into the planet. You're more of a role model if you're a father or if you choose to become a father. And you're a better partner because you're getting rid of your inner trauma, anxiety, angst, whatever it is, in a positive way, rather than project it onto another human being. So there we go. Guys, put your questions. This is something about young people these days. And by young, my generation, we've grown up with all this text nonsense as well, right? Is young people find it really hard to follow simple instructions. It's like, you know, I've said this before. Chris, what's your email address? Like, really? You best-selling author, speaker, international global adventurer. Like, where do you think you're going to find my email address? Where do you think that might be? Where do you think there might be a contact form? Yeah, you got it. It's going to be on my website, isn't it? You know, you see what I'm saying? It's all comes down to this agenda of keeping us in our left brain and not keeping us in our right brain, our thinking, you know, our thinking brain. So I'll say it again, put your questions in capitals. Ali's honey, how to remain tolerant when infuriated by others. Okay. This is your Bob Marley, Al. This is your, shall I try and do the accent? Don't worry about atomic energy, cause none of them can stop at a time. But do you get the message he was saying? He's like, don't just, everything will work itself out in the end. As much as I try to like give a good example, I know I can't. The best way, if you want to affect change in life, isn't to run up to everyone shouting and telling them the conspiracies and this. That can work when someone's ready to hear it. But the best way is you give the example. So you shine, you get out, you smash your life, and people go, do you know what? It's like, I actually want to listen to this guy, and I think he's making sense, because let's be honest, look at what he achieves. This is someone worth listening to. That's the best way, Al, right? Next thing is, if we're getting stressed at others, and I do it, you know, we're all human, and it's fine to be human. But remember, that's a reflection of yourself and your inability to cope with life. And I mean that, no offense, because like I say, we're all like it. You got to chill. Do your mindfulness, which is clear your mind. Feel the universe, of which you are just an equal part of. You are universe. Your molecules are the same. Any planet you go to, anywhere in the cosmos, anywhere to infinity, and the other way, inside a molecule to infinity, they're all the same matter, right? You've got to get back, feel the universe, which is you, relax. Remember, because you're universe first, you're a human form second, you as a universe are going to be here till time immemorial, forever, infinity. So why do you want to get stressed about one person? Because you're going to have to get stressed a hell of a lot in infinity. You've got to chill and go, tranquilo, as they say in Latino culture. Chill, calm, and lead by your example. Hope that makes sense, Al. Thanks for your question. Where do I see myself in 5 years? That's a good question, Roger. I've now just lost you off the screen. But in short, I hate this. There we go. Can I get it on the screen? Sorry, can't find it. Moonchild, what a name. Moonchild is holistic. Hello, hole. Somewhere up there. Ah, there you go. There we are. Roger, thank you. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Okay. Helping and supporting much more people, because I've got a better reach and that I've laid the good foundations down with my business. So my YouTube channel, my books, my self-management. Still getting out and smashing it. I'm never going to stop doing that. Still adventuring, still running, still triathloning. I will have more time with my family, because that's my sort of goal, is to have more time for myself. Also, I want to read more books. Some wonderful books written. They fascinate me. I love learning about life, and I want more time to read. So hope that answers your question, Rog. Right. Okay. This is the trouble with the chat. It jumps up and down and you completely lose where you are. So I'm just going to grab any question that I see. John, are you asking me, would I join back up? Would you go back in? No. Obviously not now, because it was different when I was 18 and I joined the military. I didn't understand what the military industrial complex was and how it functions in society how it functions in society. That's not to say that I didn't have some really good experience from being in the military, and that it probably had an effect on my character for the better. So I appreciate the experience. I wouldn't join it again. I wouldn't join it now. It depends, you know, if if there was a genuine enemy coming out at the gate, are you asking would I fight? Well, yeah, if it, but yeah, I've only met nice people in 85 countries across all 7 continents, so it's kind of hard for me to sit here and imagine that there's this massive enemy that wants to come and kill me when I've never met that in I've met a few nasty people. But hi Chris, in the process of joining the Marines, what would you advise to make the best use of the career? Just get in and smash it, Dom. You know, you use it, get the most out of it, but realize, you know, you are just a number in the military. It's not there to develop. It will develop some basic core skills, which are good to take through life. You will not touch on spirituality in the military, and spirituality is everything. It's crucial you understand yourself as part of the wider universe. Otherwise, you're going to be subject to your emotions all the way through life, and you'll be like that. Instead of realizing your universe, you're perfect, that you want for nothing, you need nothing. And then you can start to do that. And that's when you really start enjoying, you know. If you need a bucket of coffee to get your day started, something is seriously serious. It's, you know, you need to poison yourself to start your day. That doesn't make sense, does it? And I've done that enough years, so it's not a judgment call. Get in there, smash it, but know when to leave. Try not to kill anyone because, well, I don't know. I think that just must be quite hard to live with what I'm trying to say. It's the mental stress is on you. Yes, I think, Andy, all this sort of Magna Carta, inalienable human right. Again, I think we really need to work on ourselves. The biggest thing, if you don't agree, don't comply. Don't comply. There's certain areas in now where I just don't comply. Obviously, you know the big one that I don't do. Clearly, you can't be a warrior if every night you look in the mirror and you see a wimp looking back at you, and you're a wimp because when you go out of the house, you're too afraid to stand on your own feet for what's right, and you just kowtow to what the corporations are telling you. You've got to live with yourself like that. It's way better to face up to it, not do stuff that other people tell you to do if you think it's wrong. Starts with yourself. If you think that a certain TV company is evil because they support the evil in the world, don't pay them your money, isn't it? You know, don't subscribe. If it's a channel, don't subscribe. Tell you what we do. I do get a lot of, and this is not aimed at anyone in particular. It's, oh, Chris, I used to like doing that, but now I can't because of the human body is an amazing thing. The mind is an amazing thing. I think very often it's probably that you've made a decision not to do something. I can't comment on people's personal stuff because I don't know you, obviously, and maybe I'm you've genuinely got a reason you can't no longer run or whatever it is. But if you eat a good diet, I follow the alkaline practice because I just find it makes you superhuman. Your body's very good at recovering itself. I've had tears, ligament tears, clean up. They take a long, long time, but they eventually clean up. You don't need surgery. But of course, it's in your mind. If you tell yourself, I can't do something because of that, well, you're not going to do it, are you? And I never do that. In this house, we're not allowed to use the word problem, ever. Full stop, doesn't it? I hate hearing it. You don't have problems, you have challenges. That's all, challenges. You get out there, you get over them, because then when you look yourself in the mirror, you see a much better image looking back at you. What's my opinion of the pole shifts, CMC? I really don't know anything about that sort of stuff. I gather that they do shift, or magnetic earth certainly shifts, because when you map read in the military, you have a different magnetic variation that changes every year. So things like that do change. Whether it's going to completely swap, I've heard that happens. I'd be interested from an education perspective. I wouldn't be interested from a conspiracy or a fear perspective, because there's nothing to fear in life. There's just nothing. Fear is constructed to keep us programmed, isn't it? a record deal on the cards, mate. So it's quite funny when people come on the channel to tell you that they're going to unsubscribe. It's like, no, you don't have an issue with me. You have an issue with yourself. If you feel the need to go on Facebook and go, right, that's it. That's it, everyone. I'm deleting. I don't mean like I take my personal account down whenever I can because I'm just too busy for that, right? So I might tell people, hey, I'm deactivating my account next week, so go to my business page. That's a different thing. I mean, people are like, right, I'm deleting Facebook. I'm just saying this as a lesson for young people. When you do that, that's ego. That's you operating out your ego. Coming on my channel saying, right, Chris, I'm not following anyone. It's like, you sound a bit silly. When people are grounded and they're balanced and all they do is try to give for people and it comes from a good place and they don't operate out of prejudice or fear or this kind of stuff, like they're not going to change for you because they're happy with it. You know, they've worked hard to develop that personality. Yeah, there might be one thing they say that, I don't know, they call it triggering you. Are you going to really let that screw your whole day up? When did I get it that the world is not the way it seems? This was when I was at the absolute depth of mental health stroke addiction. And in a moment of epiphany, I just suddenly got it. I just got it all. I still had stuff to learn. I was still loads of info was going to come my way, especially after, can we say, certain global events that were massive in my lifetime and probably many of yours that were like, they can get away with that. And people still watch the news. Really? That was a real big awakener. But no, when you're dying of addiction and you have an epiphany like I did, my epiphany was, my God, why did adults in life, my peers, the people that should have looked after me, the elders that should have instilled wisdom, discipline, spirituality, and where was all that? There was none of it. There was none of it. They're just happy to let me die, you know, die of trauma. You know, that's what addiction is. It's unresolved childhood trauma. It's you trying to bury the pain. And that was a big, like, hey, hang on, something's not right in life, is it? If adults can let you become like that, that's not right. The other awakener was how many people basically piss their pants and run away from you when you've got a mental health problem, like they can't deal with it. And that told me that, so the problem isn't like all with me, is it? The problem is, and then you start to see life is very hypocritical, don't you? Because everywhere it's going, charity, give to this, give to that, look after a guy, you know, buy someone a bullshit. Where were you when I was struggling? Where were all of you? I don't mean you. I'm talking, in imagery terms, but that's what it's like. It's like everyone's run away. And that's when you have to believe in yourself. That's when you have to go, do you know what? You're a legend. You are. And that's what I thought, even at my lowest point, even when my sort of psyche was damaged and fractured, even when my confidence was just really rocked, you know, I thought I was going to be murdered by the Hong Kong triads at one point. I honestly thought I have a minute left in my life. That's a real moment to be in. So I was really rocked to the core, but I didn't care. I was still a legend all the way through, and I never ever will take anything less than that for my life. I'm not saying I don't make mistakes. I'm not saying I don't do stupid things. I'm not saying I'm not going to continue and do. Doesn't matter. The point is, I always get back up, always keep learning, always keep trying to make myself a better human being. And I always will do, to the best of my ability, what is right for the children. And what you see out the window at the moment, how many people are doing that? You know, I can go, let's just say, for example, I go in an out, I'm going to call it an outlet, and there's 200 people buzzing around in that outlet carrying a, you know, a basket or whatever. Like, why am I the only one? Do you get what I'm saying? I'm the only one. And I walk through that place and my head is held higher than every other person in there. And I've got a bigger smile on my face. people need to know what a legend looks like, don't they? Because there aren't many out there. There aren't many out there. And what it's doing is just enslaving our children. It's saying that whatever the corporate, you know, while all this football's been going on, you know, they've completely stolen your right to protest. Chap, I'm going to have Carl Vernon. Very good channel. I love this guy's work. He's going to come on the podcast. I think it's tomorrow, maybe Wednesday. I watched one of his videos of today, and he said, well, everyone's been, you know, watch the left hand, watch the left hand, watch the left hand, watch the left hand. You know the scenario, football. The government have been stealing even more of your... You are effectively locked in a prison. And why? Because you volunteered for it and you didn't say no. And you complied. Corporate trillionaire sickos who are not very well from birth because they're born into these weird families told you what to do and you just did it. What? Who have we got to blame, right? It's why we're having this conversation now. Next challenge, Royal. That's Shane, fellow Royal Marine. Running across the desert for the Marathon of the Sands in October. But again, it's problematic. If you go on the Facebook group that we're all a member of, people are going, have you had your other one? You got your passport? Oh, I got my passport. I had the Astra Blimmin didgeridoo. Oh, I had the... It's where have all the legends gone in life? What about, you know, when that becomes your only narrative, that way of no questioning whatsoever. Oh my gosh. So I'm onto them. I'm calling up and saying, what provision are you making for people like myself who will not be having this procedure? What provision? You can't just tell. This is the way life works now. These organisations just go, right, everyone will need the one, the two, and have a, you know, the paperwork to prove it. And everyone just does it. This is how what gutless, non-thinking, left-brain cowards most people will be their whole life. And they have to live with being like that. It just must be awful. Must be so awful. Never standing up to anything in your life. Just being walked on, trodden on. Yeah, I'll do what you say. Yeah, you just tell me what to do. You just, you know, just incredible. So it's become problematic, Royal, because they're talking in those terms. And of course, they should be talking in like, what's the way around this? But if Morocco, that's where the part of the Sahara we're going to run across, if they make it mandatory to enter the country that you need that thing, that medical paper, then I can't go, can I? Or I'm hoping at the very least I can go and do quarantine and then go and do the race. But if I lose £5,000, it will be like this. Who cares? Because I'd rather be a legend that loses £5,000 than a coward that just has to live the whole rest of my life as a coward. I'm not judging other people. If you want to be cowards, or maybe you don't even think it's being cowardly, maybe you think it's doing the right thing. Well, that's your life, isn't it? But I live my life my way. And I think it's why I'm so happy in a world where everyone just seems to have mental health problems and being a job they don't like and just being overweight, being scared to go out and do a half marathon. Happy to sit on the couch on their tablet all night, just ignoring their kids. It's if people want to live like that's their way. I don't judge them, but I live my life my way. And I hope young people watching tonight, you're getting something from this. There's nothing more awful to see than big, tough fighting men who back in the day you'd have just been like in awe of. And to get one to see at the moment, to see them at, it's gutting. It's just gutting. It's like seeing your heroes in life and realizing that they're actually real. You know, they're just human beings, I suppose. But it's not that. It's the fact that it's such a cowardly act to do certain things just because it makes your life easier. That just makes you a massive coward. Yeah, I get it. You know, I get it that it means you got to be, you know, what's the worst that can happen? You turn around and have to walk away, isn't it? That's the worst thing that's going to happen if you don't comply is you go, All right, sorry, I'll go somewhere else then. Thank you. You don't even have to speak. You just turn it. Go. People can't even face that. How utterly indoctrinated, brainwashed must you be to, even though there's no consequence of not, there's no law saying you even have to do some of the things in life that people are doing, and yet they do them anyway. Jeez, it's hi ho. Yeah, I left a message on Mark's answering machine. This is Mark Devlin. I left a message on his machine the other day. I'm hoping he gets back to me. I like his work. I like his, you know me, I like the stuff about the music industry. Right, let me just, Jim, I love a cup of tea, but I've been on decaf recently. And do you know what? It don't half put you up there. Oh, I used to think I really need to start the day. Now I'm not doing it. I'm just firing even more. It's a weird thing, isn't it? Now I'm getting older, I like to eat less. I've realised if I eat less, I get out and smash it more. My running is so much better when I haven't got a full stomach. Funny, isn't it? Redbush, lovely. Well done, Andrew. Hello, Matt. Good to see you, Mr. Angry Bootneck. Friends, follow this guy's channel. Dun, dun, dun. Yep, civil liberties. Well done, Matt sees it. Absolutely stolen from you folks. Well, you know, while you're watching a teenager miss a penalty, and the whole country are going to dine out on that moment, because that's the biggest thing in there for the rest of their lives. It tells you about where their life is, doesn't it? Yes, did I watch the football yet? Do I enjoy it yet? Do I wish England the best of luck yet? Do I wish that they wouldn't get down on a knee? Of course, because you don't kowtow to nobody in this life, not corporate trillionaires when they tell you to do something, right? Which is what is really behind this, is ritual humiliation. How can you then go on and pretend you're the best in the world at something, i.e. football? The two don't add up, do they? You know, the two don't add up. Dun, dun, dun. Right, guys, I'm going to knock it on the head here. I hope you've all got something from this. Sorry I couldn't get to every question, but massive thank you for all of them. We've had loads of people in the chat tonight, and it's good, you know. It's good. It's absolutely fine to be a legend. That's fine. All it means is you're somebody that realises you're human, but you try to be better. That's it. It's not about running marathons or this. All that stuff's good. It's someone who knows that their fear possibly is a bit afraid, but they don't let that get to them, right? That's it. So, Daz, hello, Daz. So, yeah, listen, Daz, we've all been there with the booze, mate. Remember, begin with the end in mind. So you're not thinking about how you feel now. You're thinking, how will you feel when you put that shitty fucking poison out of your life? Start living and start loving yourself and start relaxing with the sun on your face and realizing you're perfect like that. Right. This is a way you got to think positive. You know, if you tell yourself you're going to smoke cigarettes the rest of your life, guess what you're going to do? Right. It's not rocket science, is it? If you tell yourself, hang on, this is a toxic poison. It's going to mean that my kids watch their daddy die at a young age. And OK, you know, we're all human, but it means you've got to take action, doesn't it? You just gently take action instead of telling yourself why you want to do something and what start doing the opposite. Tell why you don't want to do it. You know, I don't drink alcohol every day now because it was going to kill me, wasn't it? I don't drink alcohol every now because I'm a father. I've got a son who looks up to me. I don't drink alcohol because I'm a life coach. I'm a role model, and it's not the good image to put off. Am I human? Will I ever get pissed? Probably going to do. Might do it. Quite soon, actually, not tonight, but got a big event coming up. But the thing is, that's how I talk to myself. You know, do I want multi-trillion-dollar alcohol and cigarette companies to control my life? These greedy little horrible psychopaths that just have no respect for me. Do I want them to control? That's reason alone to start cutting that stuff down. You know, do other stuff, jog around the block, take your mind, whatever it is. But if you don't take action, you don't initiate the stages of change. And will you slip back? Yeah, I slipped back for 30 years, didn't I? 30 years it took me to finally crack it, but I'm bloody glad that I did. Okay, hello Tony, Tony T, massive supporter of the channel. That's it. I'm going to shush. Yes. Yeah, Ronaldo and the Coca-Cola. Did he have shares in the water? I'm sure he's made millions off Coke and Pepsi. Has he not? Ah. Hey, Daz, you've got this, mate. I promise you, you are a legend. Start believing it. Start investing in yourself and you'll be absolutely fine, right? That way, it's just going to end in tears, isn't it? And you're talking to someone. How many of my best mates now have poisoned themselves through drugs and alcohol? Three. And I lost a best mate the other day, didn't I? Or a very, very, very dear mate off the back of... So four now. And they was all lovely and they didn't need to do that stuff. They just needed to learn to have the sun on the face, realise you're perfect under nature. You don't need destructive behaviours, right? You've got to work at it. You've got to set your goals. You've got to believe in yourself. There we go, everyone. Massive love to you all. If you could please, could you just chuck us a like? That would really help. Let's get this message out there. This was a proud nation of warriors. We didn't take shit from no one. We got overrun a few times, let's face it. That's why our language is about a mix of about 10 other different languages. But come on, you know, we're now a nation of literally lily-livered, big-nippled sissy boys and girls who the vast majority of just only interested in what they look like and can they put silly videos on TikTok or whatever it is. We're worth more than that, folks. You know, we're all legends. We all got to get out. There's a much better life out there waiting for us than believing these corporate trillionaires that they don't like you and me. They're born despising you and me, and yet everyone just seems to be copying what they say. See you next time. Friends, thank you for listening to the Bought the T-Shirt podcast. Please like, subscribe and share. And don't forget to follow me on social media. Username, Chris Thrall. Instagram, Chris.Thrall. Thank you.